It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Conversation here on WGNS AM-FM. It's time to catch up with the MTCS Cougars here on WGNS. And we're going to spend a little time talking about the varsity team, just a little bit. But we're going to spend some time talking about JV, or junior high as well. No Ed Watson signing, no Jason Piercy signing. Billy Snell comes in this morning. Billy Snell, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
First chance we've got to talk to you here on the radio.
And, yes.
It's good to have you. It's, you know, Ed's usually the number two guy, so, you know, it's good for a change.
Well, fourth string's not too bad.
I don't know. We may elevate you after today. Talk a little bit about how things have gone on the high school level. Do you assist on the high school level?
Yes.
See you on the bench, I thought. And pretty good week. Kind of
yes.
A stressful week, I would think, with an overtime game versus Eagleville. But, you know, a nice win over Huntland last night as well. So things going pretty good.
Absolutely. You know, starting out, I think, one of their best starts in school history, 12-4, 7-1 in the conference or in the district. You know, like you said, tough game on Tuesday night, overtime at Eagleville. I think we were sleepwalking for a little while and then kicked it in there late in the fourth quarter and got it done.
Well, you've won four in a row and, you know, beat Huntland last night by 10, and that score is a little deceiving because it was pretty close late, wasn't it?
It was very close late. We made some plays, you know, late. Ben Brown got a couple steals there late and made some free throws and kind of pushed that score out. But it was a lot closer than that 10 points.
The thing about it is making plays at the end of the game.
Absolutely.
And that's happened in two games in a row that we can recall from just this week. You had three threes to even tie it up. You never led in the game at Eagleville,
right.
And it was tied at the end of regulation and then went on to win it, but had to hit three threes to even get it to a tie.
Absolutely. You know, Derek Spears hit a big three in that Eagleville, and then Bryson Creer hit a big three in the corner and got fouled there to tie it up with just a few seconds remaining. So just, again, making plays, and players make plays, and we've had different kids at different times step up and make plays, whether it's, you know, Derek Spears or Ben Brown or David Capps.
Well, Spears had 30 last night, 35 in the game versus Eagleville. He's good for 20, 25, 30, 35 a game, isn't he?
I think he's good for whatever he puts his mind to. He's always that guy, and when you need a basket, he will get it for you, or he will get it to the guy that gets the basket mm-hmm. for you. You know, he just makes plays, and that's what you need your best players to do.
You know, a kid who gets 35, you know, 30 in a game or whatnot, you might look at some of those scores, and some of those kids are ones that don't necessarily distribute the ball very well. That's not the case with Derek. You know, you've got to watch to see how he gets his 35 or 25, because Ben Brown doesn't get 13 without Derek Spears 35.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just kind of where things start, and it's unselfish play, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
Right. He's not afraid to drive, and, you know, again, so much focus is on him going into the game
mm-hmm.
that he knows that he's got shooters, whether it's Ben or you know, tie down low to dump down to. And those guys are, you know, for the most part, are finishing the play. So, yes, he's very unselfish when he drives, and we got kids stepping up to make plays on the outside.
This is a year that, you know, after you make so much noise in the district tournament, as MTCS did last year, get to the sub-state, kind of a different year with the target on your back. You know, everybody's coming after the orange and white this time around.
That's right. I remember, you know, first team meeting, you know, Coach Piercy talking about that target is big on your back now, just because you've had success in the district last year. You went to the sub-state, everybody's, it's a little bit different for everybody else looking at you. And you're going to have to play that much better because everybody is geared up to stop you.
And it's only going to get bigger now that you're 12-4, now that you're state ranked, which is the first time that I can recall in the history of the school being being ranked in the state. So all of those things make that target that was already big much bigger.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, but it's been good. We've had, you know, we know the target's there. And we've had some very good practices. We're staying, doing the best we can to stay focused and keep the players focused on just the next, you know, the next thing, the next game.
Well, just in January, you beat Cascade by 3. You beat Eagleville in overtime, 74-67. You win by 10 last night in a game that was much closer than 10 toward the end. You hit several baskets there at the end to kind of pull ahead by 10. Their wins, they're not convincing wins. They're not blowout wins. When you can win that way, it says a lot about the character of your kids, and when it's crunch time, they go to work.
Yeah, you could probably take 15, 20 points away, and that in our 7-1 record, it becomes 1-7 easily. Mm-hmm. So, but we are winning, you know, close games. And that's just a mark of great teams, is that they win close games. They find a way to get things done when they don't play well. And you know, they can play well for a certain amount of time. They can turn it on. And I think it's good for us that we know we can play not up to what we consider our standard for a little while, but then all of a sudden we can kick it in and win. Mm-hmm. So we know we're never really out of a game.
6-2, Cascade, Fayetteville City is 6-2, Huntland is 5-3. You could have been down in the marsh again, but this week when you go with go into the league with tied for first with two other teams, now you're in sole possession of first. That it's a pretty good week.
It's a very good week, very good week, and you know, coach has kind of talked about that before last night's game, that this would give us, you know, sole possession. And again, just in a very good position to start the second half of the district play.
Community and Moore County are the games that are coming up next here. And every game, as we know, in the league is a challenge. But can't afford a letdown now because there's still a lot of district basketball left to play.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can't play the records. You play the records, it's going to bite you. You know, we played Moore County, you know, down there. And that game, we played a great first quarter, and then they stormed back on us before the half, and then they pretty much led. I think they got a 10-point lead in the second half, and we had to battle back in that one to win down there. So, you know, if you play the records, you will get beat.
Well, I know that we broadcast the game versus Community that was at your place, and it was, a 2-point game, 44-42, and had to have everything you could muster up to get that win.
Right, absolutely. Again, it's just pretty much every district game has been close, yeah, you know, right down the wire, and we've had to make plays.
It's a very balanced league, isn't it, this year?
Very balanced. You know, again, I don't, this is my first year, so I don't know what it's been in the past, but I know every game is dangerous, and you have to be on your game.
Billy Snell is joining us here on MTCS Cougar Corner as we talk boys basketball. Now that we've talked a little bit about what's happened and what's ahead for the varsity team, let's find out about Billy Snell a little bit. And I asked you this just a few minutes ago because in single-A basketball, when you hear the name Billy Snell, it's kind of synonymous with Eagleville, but you're from a different breed of Snells, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm from Nashville.
We can forgive you for that.
And, you know, I was telling you, most of my kinfolk are from Montgomery, Alabama. So a little different branch of the tree.
Oh, I can hear that drawl in there now a little bit, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's either the drawl or the sinuses.
Well,
I'm not sure.
It could be. Montgomery, Alabama. So where were you at before you came over to MTCS?
I spent 17 years at Lipscomb University as the assistant women's basketball coach. And so that was there for a long time, doing on the college trail and doing all the recruiting and all that good stuff.
How many years?
17 years.
17 years.
There for a while, and then Coach Frank Bennett was my boss there. He retired last year after 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of put me looking for something else, and Coach Piercy was nice enough to asked me to come on board, and it's been great. It's been truly a blessing.
That's where former Riverdale coach John Wild is now.
So
he may have taken that position that you had. I'm not sure. It's kind of interesting how these coaching circles work around. After 17 years of on the road and scouting and all that kind of thing, is the high school thing refreshing for you?
It is. It's, you know, I tell people it's different. It's very different. The time is not as much, or not as constant as I was going 24/7 pretty much with the college. And you really don't get any downtime. There's really no off season in college, whether because you're always recruiting, always going. There's always something else to do, and you're always looking to the next thing anyway. And here, it's different. You want to be, you know, you want to be good. You want to put in the time, but your kids are playing other sports, so you know they're in football, so you don't get them until they're done with football. And this year they were done on the 14th, and we played on the 15th.
Of course.
So, you know, so that's been a little bit of an adjustment to me to, you know, probably my biggest challenge is the adjustment to getting used to that and trying to get things in that I need to get in.
The toughest part of college coaching, is it being on the road all the time?
All the time. That is just being gone.
Yeah. And it happens on all levels.
Yes. Yeah, just because you're a small college doesn't mean you're not putting in the time that the big boys do.
Maybe even more so because there are fewer people
out. You're scouring the, you know, Atlanta and St. Louis, they're day trips. You just go and get right back because you've got a 5 a.m. workout the next day to get to with your kids. So it's, you're always gone traveling or getting in late. And you probably spend about 45 to 60 days at least just away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, night sleeping in another bed. So it's refreshing to go home every night.
I would imagine.
Sleep in your own bed.
Get to actually see family and stuff.
Absolutely. You know, this was the first year that I got to spend Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day.
How about that?
So it was kind of not on a Wednesday, not on a Sunday, but we had it on the Thursday. So it was...
Turkey Day.
Hey, this is good stuff. The other half lives like this.
This is how regular people live their lives. Billy Snell is joining us this morning. Your main concentration, you're a varsity assistant, but head coach of junior high, right?
Yes.
Junior high basketball, things have been going fairly decent for you this year, I'd say. 35-27 win over Friendship this week. How has the season gone?
Well, again, excuse me. You know, getting in late with the football guys getting there on the 14th, and then all of a sudden we play three games that first week. You know, we get them on Sunday practice, and we play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. We've had to put a lot of stuff in quick just to know how to play an offense.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff has gone unchecked, like our defense, and kind of had to let it excuse me.
Go right ahead. Clear it all up, those sinuses here this morning.
Yeah.
Allergies, huh?
Yes. We've had to put a lot of stuff in late, and we've kind of gone back, and I've kind of changed the way I've done things and kind of adjust to what the players are and what the players do, because, you know, learning names was a big priority the first day, and, you know, getting people in places they needed to be in to be successful. And, you know, just after Christmas, we've really gone back to an emphasis on defense. That's what I like to do and like to teach, and it's been good to see that, against the Friendship, you know, I thought we played probably our best defensive game. So I think we're getting better in that respect. And, you know, we've had kids getting better. And just me figuring out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, because I came in, you know, a little bit late, came in August. So, and them adjusting to me as well. You know, they're coming off a very good season last year, and they're having to adjust to a whole new coach and philosophy and all that stuff. So.
Plus, the, I guess, best eighth grade boys basketball player at Middle Tennessee Christian School is playing on the varsity team. So
yes, and you know, I jokingly tell people Coach Piercy did not tell me that until I already signed on the dotted line that he would be moving him up.
Of course, but we're talking about Joseph Peck, who contributes mightily to the varsity team. That just is a testament to him, but. Where are you at in terms of record right now in a very competitive junior high league, I might add.
We are 8-9 right now. We have one more game before the Hale tournament begins on the 19th. But I think the last two games we've played better the way we need to play. And the big thing is just learning how to play and how to approach the game, how to approach each possession.
We've got Nashville Christian this week, I guess, right?
Yes, on Monday.
And then the Hale tournament.
And then the Hale tournament.
That's an experience. You're going to have fun with that, the Hale tournament.
Yes. I remember back, you know, I went to Lipscomb Middle School, and we played in there way back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I remember the Hale tournament.
And in the small gym, though.
Yes, we were in that small gym. So we won it, actually. So it was kind of, I remember it being a kind of cool thing, and big deal.
That's big deal. A great tradition here in Middle Tennessee, and I know that brand new facility really has changed a lot about basketball. We've seen that growth occur, and these kids getting so much better. Now you've got two gyms really to work with, mm-hmm. and get more basketball in a shorter amount of time, and lots of practice, and also it's you're really in a very good place, I'd say.
I think so. It's been a blessing for me to be here and to work with the people that I'm working with. And like I said, I mean, you got, for a school, you know, of our size, we've got great facilities. And it just helps with the Hale tournament, where they have their largest, turnout. It was about 75, 76 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's a really good place to be.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in this morning to spread some news about the MTCS Cougars. And next time, you know, invite Coach Watson or Coach Piercy and come on back and talk a little more basketball with us. You're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right. Billy Snell joining us here on MTCS Cougar Corner. What we're going to do now is take a break, come back, and wrap up the Cougar Corner scoreboard for you. Miss Judy Coates put all that together for us, and we have got all of the information straight ahead as we continue. From the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, you're listening to Coach's Conversation about the Cougars of MTCS on WGNS AM/FM.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's e1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard, or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
MTCS Cougar Corner, from Cedar Bucket Restaurant, on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Wrapping up with your Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning and a look back at the week that was in high school boys basketball first. Last Saturday, a 61-50 win over Boyd Buchanan. Derek Spears had 26, Ben Brown 12, David Capps with 11 in that game. On Tuesday, an overtime 74-67 victory over the Eagleville Eagles. Derek Spears with 35, Ben Brown 13 in the game. And win over the Huntland Hornets last night, 60-50. Spears with 30, Caps with 17. In, high school girls from the week, 70-15 win over Boyd Christian. Megan Smith had 18, Julianne Peters with 13, Jordan Faulkner with 12, Aaron Mullins with 10. Homecoming last Saturday, by the way, if you didn't realize that. Over Eagleville on Tuesday, a 46-42 win. Ashlyn Wilkerson with 16, Megan Smith with 12 in the game. And last night, it's been a great week in Cougar High School basketball. A 58-45 win over Huntland. Erin Mullins had 17, the leading scorer in the game last night. Megan Smith with 13, Julianne Peters with 11. In junior high basketball, or rather JV high school basketball, 49-37 win over Eagleville. Tyler Lamb with 13, Trey Hickey with 10, Luke Howell with 10. JV, by the way, undefeated at 7-0. Now to junior high in boys basketball this week, as we were talking with Coach Snell about this morning, 35-27 win over Friendship. And in girls basketball, the girls beat Friendship 42-13 on Thursday. Camden Adams with 13, Abby Buckner with 8, Kayla Taylor had 8, Sarah Cox with 6, Holly Bowman, Sarah Mathis, Megan Lowe, all with 2 points, and Kathleen Quinda with a point as well. So that's a look at the scoreboard. Here's what's coming up this week basketball-wise in junior high basketball versus Nashville Christian. It was that's Monday, junior high basketball versus Nashville Christian on Monday. And on the high school slate, Tuesday at Community and Friday hosting Moore County. So get out and see the Cougars this week as they take on Community and Moore County in girls and boys basketball. That is going to do it here for us on the coaches' shows. Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner and MTCS Cougar Corner. I want to thank all of the coaches for being here this morning and for my broadcast partner, John Dinkins, and Zach Troutman and Robert Rickman back at the station for making things work so very, very well. We encourage you to stay tuned after the Rutherford Home Show and Financial Coaching Radio this morning at 1:30 this afternoon. It's the Lady Raiders and Raiders versus Louisiana Monroe in a doubleheader. And we'll see you back here next week for basketball. Blackman at Siegel Tuesday, Riverdale at Blackman on Friday on State Farm Prep Basketball. For John, I'm Brian Barrett saying so long, everyone. Have a great Saturday and stay dry.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.